organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's time to get on with the show. Are you ready for a little bit of salad? Hello again, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. We're feeling groovy here on Vaughan Radio. So let's have a look. What do we have for you today? Well, of course, we have some news items, a couple of news bits for you today. That's right. And what else do we have? Well, we have Bow. Business as usual. That's right. We shall be looking at a business letter for you today. Or an email, you can think of it. Okay, a business letter on Bow Business as Usual. And we're following kind of the theme we've had over the last week or so about radio, TV, tune. We looked at expressions with tune, some phrasal verbs to tune in, etc. So it's all related, and we should be reviewing our funky phrasal verbs to tune in and to pick up, salad listeners. So, but first of all, let's have our conundrum for today, okay? Here it is. Watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy, okay? Watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. So dodgy is a little bit, in this case, dangerous. So scaffolding, andamios, scaffolding. If it looks dodgy, looks a little bit dangerous. So watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. We should reveal the answer at the end of the first half of the program. Break it down a little bit. Okay, so one more time. Watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. Stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for our first headline? I hope you are, because here it comes. A Japanese man loses a USB stick with the entire city's personal details. So a USB, un USB, a USB. So a Japanese man, or a man from Japan, if you prefer, loses a USB stick with the entire city's personal details. Okay? So all the personal data, datos personales, personal details or personal data of the entire city was on a USB stick. And this Japanese man, well, he lost it. Okay, so a Japanese man loses a USB stick with their city's entire, or the entire city's personal details. So we're going over live to Japan. Who do we have in Japan? Ah, yes, we have Yuri Brennan, our international correspondent. He's live in Japan. Yuri, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, for many, after-work drinks are a common way of relaxing after a busy week.
After-work drinks. Ah, a little bit of after-working. It's true for many people, yes. Especially on a Friday, for example, you go out after work, do some after-working. You can relax with your friends and colleagues, have a drink after work. I agree.
But one worker in Japan, well, could be nursing a protected hangover after he lost the USB memory stick following a night out with colleagues.
So we say to nurse a hangover. So hangovers are now resaca. And so, you know, the day after, if you've been out with your, you know, drinking, you know, the next day you're nursing a hangover. Because a nursing enfermera, no? So the idea is you nurse a hangover. You're looking after yourself, not feeling so good. But this man could be nursing a protracted hangover after he lost a USB memory stick following a night out with his colleagues. So you go out, you know, after work for some drinks, you know, and you lose an important memory stick with the entire city's details.
Yes, that's right. So you said it. It contained the personal details of nearly 500,000 people.
Wow, so he had the personal details of nearly 500,000 people on his memory stick.
Yes, that's right. Now the unnamed man placed the memory stick in his bag before an evening of drinking in the city of Amagasaka, north-west of Osaka. And he spent several hours drinking in a local restaurant before eventually passing out on the street.
Okay, so this is a... So it's a town near Osaka? Amagasaka, you said. Right. So he spent several hours drinking in a local restaurant before eventually passing out on the street. So to pass out is desmayarse, quedarse sin sentido, you pass out. So he passed out on the streets. Interesting.
Yes, that's right. So, when he eventually came around or woke up, he realized that both his bag and the memory stick were missing. So it's a bit of a dangerous situation.
So he passed out on the streets. I guess encendido. And when he came around or came to, you can say, or when he woke up, if you prefer, he realized his bag was missing. But more importantly, the USB memory stick was nowhere to be seen.
Yes, that's right. Now, I spoke to a local contact at a Japanese broadcasting company who reported that the man, said to be in his 40s, works for a company tasked with providing benefits to tax-exempt households. Now, he had transferred the personal information of the entire city's residents onto the drive on Tuesday in the evening before meeting colleagues for a night on the town. Now, city officials said the memory stick included the names, birth dates, and addresses of all the city's residents. It also included more sensitive information, including tax details, bank account numbers, and information on families receiving social security.
Now then, very interesting. So, a lot of information. So, not only did it have the names, okay, people's birth dates, their addresses, but other information. Their tax details, bank account numbers, and information on families receiving Social Security.
Yes, that's right. So luckily for the man, city officials said the data contained on the drive is encrypted and locked with a password. They added that there has been no sign that anyone has attempted to access the information so far. But the embarrassing incident prompted an apology from officials, with the city's mayor and other leaders bowing an apology to residents.
Well, so nothing's actually happened, which is, obviously, that's the good news. So, you know, all this sensitive information, nobody's kind of, you know, hacked into anyone's bank account or anything like that. However, it has exposed, you know, a bit of a security breach, a breach of security, I see.
Yes, that's right. So, this company had to say we deeply regret that we have profoundly harmed the public's trust in the administration of the city. And, a press conference was held to beg for forgiveness, or to say they were extremely sorry for what happened. So now we're not sure what happened to the man, because he's unnamed, and we don't really know what the situation is. So, but I'm not sure if he's still working there, but I highly doubt it.
Ah, lo dudo mucho. I highly doubt it. Yes, what happened to the man? Was he fired? Made redundant? Dismissed? Sacked? Probably, I would say. Because, you know, all that information, you have it on you. You know, you take it out of the office. But also, you know, one thing is getting drunk. The other thing is getting drunk and passing out on the street. So not very professional, we could say. A breach of security.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, yes, a Japanese man loses a USB stick with the entire city's personal details. So, let's see. I'm going to try and find out what happened to this man. But, he won't be in the good books with his boss, that's for sure. So, yes, I'm here in Japan, so I'm going to go and get some Japanese food, which you know, Dave. I love Japanese food. I'm going to go and have a few drinks as well, but hopefully I won't pass out on the street. I'll certainly try my best not to. So, here from Japan, back to the studio, Dave.
There you go, salad listeners. So what do you think about that? So imagine, you know, a USB stick with the details, personal details of 500,000 people. You know, you end up, you know, doing some after working, passing out on the street, and you lose all the information. You heard it here on
Salad News Bits.
Now then, salad listeners, are you ready for another headline? Because we have another one coming right up. So, open up your ears. Open your ears wide. And here comes our headline. Netflix cuts 300 more jobs after subscriptions fall. Netflix cuts 300 more jobs after subscriptions fall. So to cut, can we cortar or recortar? So Netflix recorta, it cuts 300 more jobs after subscriptions fall. Now you may remember, maybe a few weeks ago or a month ago, we talked about the fact that Netflix was losing subscribers, which is, you know, a pretty dangerous thing because you have to be competitive. And that market is more and more competitive. We're going over live to the US to find out more about this. So Netflix cuts 300 more jobs after subscriptions fall. Who do we have? We have Hal Leonard in the US. Hal, please tell us more about this news item.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, so Netflix has announced another round of job cuts as it grapples with slowing growth and increased competition.
Okay. So Netflix has announced another round. Okay, otra ronda. Another round of job cuts after it grapples. Okay, where it fights or it struggles with slowing growth and increased competition. So if you have slow growth and increased competition, that means difficult times.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So the streaming giant said it was cutting 300 more jobs, roughly 4% of its workforce, mostly in the U.S. after axing 150 people in May.
So we can say to cut jobs, recortar, or to axe. So an axe is un hacha, no, an axe. But also to axe is cortar. So, yeah, after axing, you know, 150 jobs in May, okay, they're cutting or axing 300 more jobs, roughly 4% of its workforce.
Yeah, that's right. So the move comes after the company reported its first subscriber loss in more than a decade in April. Now, the firm is exploring an ad-supported service and cracking down on password sharing as it tries to boost growth.
Yeah, so we talked about this a little bit before. So it's, yeah, it's an ad-supported service. They'll be advertising on the channel, obviously, to get more revenue. But also they're cracking down. They're trying to stop password sharing, because many people have a password, they'll share it with their family members or friends, and you can kind of swap. You have HBO, I'll give them a password. You give me your Netflix password. So they lose a lot of revenue that way.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So now Netflix said in a statement, you know, while we continue to invest significantly in the business, we made these adjustments so that our costs are growing in line with our slower revenue growth. Now, they also added that it was continuing to hire in other areas. So while Netflix has 220 million subscribers globally and remains the clear leader in the streaming market, it has faced fierce competition in recent years with the launch of rival platforms such as Disney Plus and Amazon's Prime Video.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, fairly recently, I suppose. Maybe HBO has been around a little bit before, but also Disney Plus and Amazon Prime Video. That's a stiff competition or fierce competition for them. But they're still obviously the market leader with 220 million subscribers globally.
Yeah, the company has also recently embarked on a series of price increases in the US, UK and elsewhere, which have contributed to its subscriber losses. Now, the firm has said it expects its subscriber count to fall by another 2 million in the 3 months, leading up to summer, after dropping by 200,000 earlier this year.
Now then, salad listeners. Okay, so did you hear that? So the firm expects its subscriber count to fall by another 2 million in the 3 months. Okay, leading up to summer, so that's now, really, after dropping by 200,000 earlier this year.
Yeah, that's right. So, surveys by research firms, consistently identify saving money as the number one reason for canceling streaming services, even in the U.S., where overall streaming subscriptions have held steady, unlike the U.K. So, the chief executive has said recently at a conference that Netflix was in talks with many companies as it explores new advertising partnerships to appeal to price-sensitive audiences. Now, he said, we're not adding ads to Netflix as you know it today. We're adding an ad tier for folks who say, hey, I want a lower price and I'll watch ads. Now, the job cuts on Netflix come amid rising worries in the U.S. that the labor market boom in the country that it's enjoyed since the pandemic is coming to an end.
So it's true, there has been a labor market boom in the U.S., but there are some fears that that boom could be coming to an end.
Signs of slowdown are particularly evident in the tech sector, where startups have cut nearly 27,000 workers since May. Now, roughly double the number recorded in all of 2021, you know, according to, the data I have here, so which tracks, you know, publicly announced redundancies. And, firms in the housing sector, for example, have also announced hundreds of cuts in recent weeks. Yeah, so things are going to get a little bit tough. Now, the head of America's central bank told members of Congress this week that its efforts to bring down rapidly rising prices by raising interest rates risk triggering a sustained economic slowdown, but were worth it to restore price stability, and said, we're not trying to provoke and don't think we will need to provoke a recession. But he conceded in response to questioning, it's certainly a possibility. So they're considering a possibility of recession at this stage, but hey, let's see how it goes. But in the meantime, Netflix cuts 300 more jobs after subscriptions fall, Dave. So here from the U.S., back to the studio.
Now then, are there any Netflix subscribers out there? Well, as I previously said, I don't have Netflix. But I do have HBO, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus. Obviously, I have so much content there, so much choice that I've never actually had Netflix, even though it's the market leader. But still, you know, subscribers are falling. It's true because monthly expenses are going up. So if you're not using something, maybe you might, you know, cut starting with your subscriptions. But anyway, let's see how things go, Salad listeners. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, Salad listeners, yes, so some interesting news items. Okay, a Japanese man losing the entire city's personal details. So Netflix subscriptions are falling. That's right. Yeah, people have less, you know, excess money than they used to have. So I guess it makes sense. I think it's normal under these circumstances. Now then, Salad listeners, so let's go back to our conundrum. Who can remember what our conundrum was? Well, let's have a look. Maybe you missed it if you've just joined us. Okay. Here's our conundrum. It is watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. So as I was saying, scaffolding, andamios, scaffolding. And if something is dodgy, you know, it's not good. Okay, so it could be a person. This guy's dodgy. Okay, or it could be some food. You go to a restaurant, the food was a bit dodgy, not too good. So in this case, if scaffolding andamios, if it looks dodgy, it doesn't look good. So maybe a little bit dangerous in this case. Okay, just to give, you know, just to set up our conundrum here, give you a bit of background. So watch blank blank that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. What do you think? So, well, we have watch out for that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. Okay. So watch out for that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. So we would say, cuidado con. Okay. O ojo con. Esos andamios. So watch out for that scaffolding. It looks dodgy. Now, so it's ojo con, cuidado con. We have two options here. Okay. We could say watch out for or look out for. So you want to say ojo, cuidado, watch out or look out. Okay. But if you want to say, ojo con, cuidado con ese coche, for example, watch out for that car. Look out for that car, salad listeners. Okay, so very useful. So to watch out or to look out. If you want to add, you know, add something, we would say watch out for, but not with, okay? So to watch out for or to look out for, okay? So watch out for that scaffolding, in singular, it looks dodgy. Now, dodgy is a good adjective there, so dodgy, something that's not too good. It's a bit iffy, it's a bit dodgy, okay? Very useful. Now then, salad listeners, we're going to have to go for a short break, okay, in a few seconds. But we have another conundrum coming up. Yes, we do. What else do we have? We have, bow, we have a business letter for you. Continuing our theme on radio, okay? And we shall be reviewing on Funky Phrasal Verbs what we looked at the other day, based on radio, to tune in and to pick up. Because we learned something new, and we review, okay? So we'll go for a short break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Salad.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughn, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, hello everybody. Yes, as promised, let's have another conundrum. Are you ready? Here we go. Just one minute, I think I'm going to sneeze. Am I going to sneeze? Estornudar? I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I am. Just let's have a little bit of music in the meantime. No, I didn't sneeze in the end. Estornudar, to sneeze. I didn't in the end, but I may sneeze at any moment. But I think I'm going to be okay. In the meantime, mientras tanto, in the meantime, let's have a look at our conundrum. Let's have a look. So, just trying to read my own handwriting. So, escritura, no handwriting. No, you would say. That's right. So, mi letra, my handwriting. So, I'm trying to read my handwriting. Try blank the lime green shorts. That look is blank... this summer. What do you think? So, this is very topical. Now with the weather and everything. So, try blank the lime green shorts. That look is blank this summer. What do you think, salad listeners? So, well, people are going to be thinking about going on holiday. So you might be buying some cool clothes for your holiday. That's right. So, we shall break this down at the end of the program, reveal the answer, of course. So one more time, try blank the lime green shorts. That look is blank this summer. Okay, stay tuned for that. Now it's time for... Bow, business as usual. Now then, so as I said, we've had a bit of a radio theme, you know, the last week or so, you know, looking at expressions with tune, you know, we also looked at phrasal verbs, which we're going to review later on with tune in and pick up. Now we kind of have a radio-related business letter, salad listeners, okay? As we always say, writing skills are so important, especially if you use your English professionally. You know, you're writing emails, writing reports, writing letters, etc. So we're going to have our business letter. Now, we have Alan Parsons, he's here. He's going to read the letter for us. Then after that, I'll read it. So you have two chances, two opportunities to listen. Try and understand as much as you can. Then we'll go in, we'll translate the letter, break it down a little bit. And Alan's going to pick out some of the most interesting things that, you know, he saw in the letter, okay? So pick out and choose things that caught his eye in the letter. Okay, so first of all, it's primarily, especially initially, a listening exercise, okay? So just try and listen, understand as much as you can, salad listeners. Are you ready? Alan's going to read the letter. This is Bao. Over to you, Alan, for our letter of today.
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. So, here we go. Dear Mrs. Gonzalez, thank you for writing to us concerning the problems you are experiencing with the reception of our radio station. We currently have transmitters in Madrid, Valladolid, Vigo and Zaragoza. However, the area of Soria in which you live is at the very limits of our reach, which accounts for the weak signal that you receive. Our aim is to have national coverage, okay, very soon. But until then, you can always listen to our station via the internet. In fact, we have listeners all over the world, thanks to this medium. We do apologize for the inconvenience this is causing you, and would like to thank you for the continued support. We are the first radio station in Spain to broadcast in English 24 hours a day. And the knowledge that you are genuinely helping to learn and develop a passion for the language means a lot to us. Best wishes.
Now then, how much did you understand, salad listeners? If you understood more than 99.5%, raise your hand.
We have a couple of hands going up,
okay? Do you understand less than 50%? Well, don't worry, because I'm going to read the letter now so you have, you know, a different accent, okay? And another opportunity to understand. So here comes the second version of our business letter. So open up your ears and listen, relax, breathe, and understand. Dear Mrs. Gonzalez, thank you for writing to us concerning the problems you're experiencing with the reception of our radio station. We currently have transmitters in Madrid, Valladolid, Vigo, and Zaragoza. However, in the area of Soria in which you live is at the very limits of our reach, which accounts for the weak signal that you receive. Our aim is to have national coverage very soon. But until then, you can always listen to our station via the internet. In fact, we have listeners all over the world thanks to this medium. We do apologize for the inconvenience this is causing you and would like to thank you for your continued support. We are the first radio station in Spain to broadcast in English 24 hours a day. And the knowledge that we are genuinely helping people to learn and develop a passion for the language means a lot to us. Best wishes. Okay, so I'm sure everyone understood a little bit more. You managed to pick up on some things you might have missed the first time around. But anyway, let's go through and translate the letter now so we understand 100%. So I'm going to read the English. We'll do it sentence by sentence. And Alan's going to do his best to translate it into perfect Spanish. So here we go. Dear Mrs. Gonzalez.
Estimada señora González.
Thank you for writing to us concerning the problems you're experiencing with the reception of our radio station.
Gracias por escribirnos acerca de los problemas que está teniendo con la recepción de nuestra emisora.
We currently have transmitters in Madrid, Valladolid, Vigo and Zaragoza.
Actualmente tenemos emisores en Madrid, Valladolid, Vigo y Zaragoza.
However, the area of Soria in which you live is at the very limits of our reach.
No obstante, la zona Soria en la que vive está en los límites de nuestro alcance.
Which accounts for the weak signal that you receive.
Lo cual explica la señal débil que recibe.
Our aim is to have national coverage very soon.
Nuestra meta es tener una cobertura nacional muy pronto.
But until then, you can always listen to our station via the internet.
Hasta entonces, siempre nos puede escuchar a través de internet.
In fact, we have listeners all over the world thanks to this medium.
De hecho, tenemos oyentes en todo el mundo gracias a este medio.
We do apologize for the inconvenience this is causing you, and we'd like to thank you for your continued support.
Sentimos mucho las molestias que esto le está causando y queremos agradecerle su apoyo constante.
We are the first radio station in Spain to broadcast in English 24 hours a day.
Somos la primera emisora de España en emitir en inglés 24 horas al día.
And the knowledge that we are generally helping people to learn and develop a passion for the language means a lot to us.
Y el saber que estamos realmente ayudando a gente a aprender y desarrollar una pasión por el idioma significa mucho para nosotros.
Best wishes.
Saludos cordiales.
Now then, I wonder what radio station this letter could be talking about. Any ideas? Anybody? So, now, let's have a look. Let's go through and ask Alan, you know, what really caught his eye? ¿Qué le llamó la atención? What caught his eye? So he's going to select, pick out, if you like, things that caught his eye. So over to you, Alan. What caught your eye?
Right, okay, Dave. So, first of all, we talk about... Thank you for writing to us concerning. Gracias por escribirnos acerca de. So we're using concerning there. We could use, you know, concerning with regards to, with respect to. There are different options. So very, very useful.
Yes, concerning acerca de. Or with regards to, with respect to, with reference to, maybe. It's good to have different options, especially when we're writing a letter or an email for something like that.
Now, we saw the very limits. We're talking about the area of Soria in which you live is at the very limits of our reach. Está en los límites nuestro alcance, su alcance reach. We saw that is at the very limits.
We could say at the limit, but at the very limits sounds good.
Right. So following that, we said which accounts for the weak signal, which I think is pretty useful. Lo cual explica, so to account for. We could say which explains, but which accounts for sounds very good.
So rather than using to explain, we can use to account. Ah, so that accounts for what happens. That explains what happened. Very useful.
We saw via internet, a través de internet, so, you know, you can always listen to our station via internet, a través de internet.
Ah, so via, not via, which some people say it's via. So you can listen to our radio station via internet, a través de.
Yes, so we saw that we have listeners all over the world, in todo el mundo, all over the world. So we wouldn't say in the whole world, okay? You could say the world over, sounds quite poetic, or all over the world. Now we saw thanks to this medium, so gracias a este medio.
Ah, so este medio, this medium. So the medium, in this case radio, or the internet in this case. So thanks to that medium, este medio. So medium, it could be, you know, we can say medio, or even means, los medios... But it's interesting, so in this case, the internet is a medium, un medio. Okay, that's good.
Just a couple of other things. Sentimos mucho. We do apologize. So we're emphasizing here in the affirmative, okay, using the auxiliary verb do. You could say we apologize, okay? But we do apologize. It's a bit like saying we're very apologetic. We do apologize. And finally, su apoyo constante, your continued support. So we could use your continued or your constant support, but your continued support. I think it sounds very good here.
Now, well, thanks very much, Alan. So very interesting indeed. We've had a business letter kind of based on our theme, which has kind of been radio over the last week or so. So thanks very much, Alan. This has been Bao Business as Usual.
Funky phrasal verbs.
And salad listeners. So, as we said at the beginning of the program, you know, we need to review certain things. So I would say very important to review phrasal verbs, for example. We like to review the expressions we look at. These are things that need constant review. Okay? So, let's review what we're looking at the other day. These are our phrasal verbs based on radio. So we had to tune in, sintonizar. Or to pick up, captar, or recibir señal. Okay? So it's true, pick up can mean different things. It can be recoger, coger o recoger algo, alguien, to pick up. Okay? Or captar even. I didn't pick up what he said. You could say that. But for a radio station, you would pick it up. Okay? So to tune in, sintonizar, to pick up, captar, recibir señal. Now we're looking at the examples we saw the other day. This is a review. You may be tuning in for the first time. So maybe you missed the program the other day. So this might be new for you. Okay? Either way, this is going to work for you. So just, you know, do your best to translate these into perfect English. This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Okay? Are you ready? So, let's go. Let's use to tune in and to pick up. Here we go, salad listeners. The first one, put your English to the test with us. Mi radio nueva puede recibir muchas emisoras extranjeras. My new radio can pick up many foreign stations. This could be a memory test if you listened to this the other day. Okay? So my new radio can pick up many foreign stations. Okay? Here we go. Mucha gente que quiere mejorar su inglés sintoniza Baugan Radio. What do you think? Many people who want to improve their English tune in to Vaughan Radio. Vaughan. Okay, so to tune in, and then we can add to if we want to, tune in or tune in to Vaughan Radio. So many people who want to improve their English tune in to Vaughan Radio, okay? So keep working with us here. Estoy recibiendo una señal fuerte. What do you think, salad listeners? I'm picking up a strong signal. I'm picking up a strong signal. Okay, next. La sintonizo todas las noches. I tune in every night. So tune, T plus U is chew. I tune in every night, salad listeners. Okay. Let's keep going here. We're reviewing to tune in, sintonizar, to pick up, captar, recibir señal. Let's go. ¿Se puede coger Radio France? En algunos puntos de las montañas. Radio France, maybe I should have said. Okay, so you can pick up Radio France from some points in the mountains. Okay. You can pick up Radio France from some points in the mountains. So here we used en de las montañas. We're using from and in. So you pick up a good signal from. I can pick up a good signal from my car, etc. Okay? Good. So you can pick up Radio France from some points in the mountains, salad listeners. Okay, let's keep going. Interact with us here. Are you ready? ¿Cuántos oyentes sintonizan tu programa? How many listeners tune in to your show? To tune in to. How many listeners tune in to your show? This is Funky Phrasal Verbs. Let's keep going. This is the home straight. La recta final. Translate this into perfect English. Interact with us here. Okay, here we go. ¿Puedo captar una señal mejor desde la radio de mi coche? I can pick up a better signal. We could say on my car radio, or if you like, from my car, or on my car radio, because always on the radio. Okay? So, two options. I can pick up a better signal from my car or on my car radio, salad listeners. Okay? Excellent stuff. Next. ¿Sintonizaste el programa anoche? Did you tune in to last night's show? Or did you tune in to the program last night? We could say either of those. Next. Es imposible recibir una buena señal donde vivimos. So, it's impossible to pick up a good signal where we live. Okay? No olvides sintonizar la próxima semana. Don't forget to tune in next week. Don't forget to tune in next week. Okay? Just a couple left here. ¿Se puede coger Vagon Radio en el extranjero? What do you think? Can you pick up Vaughan Radio abroad? You could say from abroad. You could say that, or just abroad. Can you pick up Vaughan Radio abroad? Okay, we have two more salad listeners just to finish off. Here we go. ¿Necesitarás una antena más grande para coger esa emisora? You'll need a bigger aerial to pick up that station. You could say antenna or aerial. You'll need a bigger aerial to pick up that station. And finally, translate this into perfect English. To go out on a high note, salir por la puerta grande. Are you ready? Es difícil para mí sintonizarlo a esta hora. What do you think, salad listeners? It's difficult for me to tune in at that time. It's difficult for me to tune in at that time. So we have to tune in, sintonizar, to pick up, captar, recibir señal. Okay, salad listeners, this has been a review of our funky phrasal verbs. Now then, salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed, you know, the business letter, the phrasal verbs, all based around radio, okay, to tune in, to pick up. Now then, just to finish off, we have our conundrum. What was our conundrum? It was topical, because you may be thinking, you know, what clothes you can buy for the summer season? And our conundrum was, try blank the lime green shorts. That look is blank this summer. What'd you think? Well, try on the lime green shorts. That look is in this summer. Okay? So try on the lime green shorts. That look is in this summer. So you try on probar ropa. Okay? So you try your clothes on, or you try on clothes. Either of those is fine. So lime green. San Bernardo de Chillon, you would say. De Lima, lime green shorts. So that look is in this summer. So if a look is in, it's trendy or fashionable. If a look is out, it's old hat. That's right. Not fashionable these days. Okay. So try on the lime green shorts. That look is in this summer. Are you going to try on any clothes this weekend, salad listeners? What look is in this summer? Okay, very useful. So try on the lime green shorts. That look is in this summer. That brings us to the end of the program, but stick around because Kyle Miller is right here. So stay tuned for Drive Time. Of course, we'll be back with the salad. Same time, same place tomorrow, of course. You've been listening to The Salad.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia.